This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Boring!
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
What a great show. Real people with real problems.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome back to another Patriots Roster Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's Friday, October 12th, right here at Gillette Stadium. And we have Andy Hart, Paul Perullo, and Tom Cazzali giving you all the updates on the Patriots roster.
Thanks, Lori. Back here, Gillette Stadium, another Patriots.com roster report. Not a very exciting week in terms of the roster maneuverings, unless your name is Marcellus Rivers. Rivers was added to the roster last week, then removed when Rodney Harrison was activated to come off his league suspension in play in the game this past weekend. Then Marcellus Rivers was added back to the roster a couple days later after watching said game from the press box at Gillette Stadium. And Chad Brown, veteran linebacker, who we all know here on Patriots.com, we were a little dubious of his existence on the roster for as long as he was here. Fred Kirsch famously remembers his Chad Brown getting run over by the Broncos, and we all haven't thought much of Brown's playing career since, so he's gone. Some minor moves on the practice squad. We have cornerback Tim Mixon joined the practice squad. Center Pat Ross, who some New England fans might remember from his days as an offensive lineman at Boston College, were added. And defensive lineman Zach West removed from the practice squad. So I guess the biggest move, quote-unquote, of the week would be Marcellus Rivers rejoining the team. And does he actually make it to a game this time around? Paul Perullo, go.
That was my question to you, but I'm going to say yes. I say he makes it to the game. He plays in Dallas. He is on the active roster.
And you've always been a big Marcellus Rivers fan. Well, you talked to him a lot in the preseason.
I talked to him once, but that's okay. I thought he had a reasonably productive preseason, especially considering that he got a late start. He came in August after the camp had already began. I thought that he showed some ability to catch the ball in space and also as an inline blocker. So,
of course, you were comparing him to Matt Krancic.
Well, that might be true. But also, we know the Patriots, when they have two tight end sets, they need to have three tight ends in order to really properly run that offense. When they want to, in order to run two tight end sets, and try to keep up with me now.
I'm listening.
You need to have a third one in case something happens.
I see what you're
that
doing.
Way, you don't have to have Ryan O'Callaghan constantly active.
So you
as
expect
the third
him
tight
active
end.
Play as yeah. just the third tight end? Will he catch a pass?
I assume that he'll be on special teams and stuff like that too.
Because that was the question some people had with Dave Thomas went down and Rivers came on board the first time. Could Rivers fill Dave Thomas's role on special teams? Apparently, they didn't need him to because he wasn't on the roster last week.
But I think that he's
capable of doing that. They did a good job against Joshua Cribbs, the most dangerous returner in the league, according to Bill Belichick. Tom Cazzali.
He's here.
I think you guys covered the Rivers thing. You got anything
he's
else?
He can't focus on anything but Dallas.
Ask, because this is the sixth game of the season, Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots this Sunday. And after the sixth game of the season, PUP. Teams can begin to activate guys to practice. The guys would be in question would be Richard Seymour, Troy Brown, and the Jackson brothers, Eddie and Chad. Do you think any or all of those guys could get activated this coming week? And what's your expectation moving forward on, obviously, the two key guys, Seymour and Brown?
Well, I think Seymour and Brown are probably locks to get activated as long as they're healthy. I think the key one there is Chad Jackson. What do you do with him? Do you bring him in? If you do, does Gaffney go? How many receivers do you keep? I don't know. He doesn't look injured to me, but I guess he's still a candidate for IR. And I think Eddie Jackson's an intriguing one if he's healthy, because he's a guy that can add some more depth to that secondary, play some safety, play corner, kind of that veteran guy, maybe like an Artrell Hawkins who they let go a while back.
My guess personally is Troy Brown and Richard Seymour are activated pretty quickly after the window, and Chad Jackson and Eddie Jackson get pushed off as long as possible, because I think both guys would be emergency depth-type additions. Chad Jackson, you have no idea what he could bring to the table. So unless you get a rash of injuries at receiver, I don't think you activate him. But you have until the ninth week before you even start practicing him. And then you have another 3 weeks from there. So you could push this as far as the 12th week with those guys.
I
don't see why you'd force yourself into a decision anytime before then.
I agree. And I think that those things that Tom talked about with Chad Jackson and Eddie Jackson, I think that's exactly what you'll see. They'll wait as long as they possibly can. If there are no injuries, no serious injuries between now and then, I think this goes all the way down to week 12 before you get a final determination on those final two. I think that Seymour is going to be activated sooner rather than later. And then Troy Brown, it's a matter of working the roster to the best of their ability, which
right,
we know.
I think he's healthy and could be activated, yeah. But they're not going to, again, force it if they need an extra week or two of him being on PUP.
Right.
With the way the
roster
shakes
I think if Seymour
down.
Is ready, and I think he is, I mean, I spoke to him about 3 weeks ago, and, look, a lot of players say that they're ready to go, and I'm not just saying because Richard said he was okay, it means he's fine, but all indications certainly would be that physically he's ready to go. I think he gets activated immediately.
And Belichick was asked about it on a Sirius satellite radio appearance, I guess, yesterday, Thursday, and said both guys have sort of ratcheted it up a little bit in advance that they may begin practicing and could, be activated and maybe even play. They could play as soon as the following weekend in Miami if you need them
yeah,
to. And
no,
Seymour,
absolutely.
I think, would be a candidate for that because
I was told by the PR staff that they're not allowed to be activated until the Monday after the Dolphins game.
I believe that is incorrect.
That's what the media relations staff emailed me because I answered it the way we thought and asked PFW, and I was reprimanded by media relations.
Oh, well, we'll need to check on that, and we'll update you in next week's roster report. We'll have more definitive information, or you can get an update on PFW in progress, that roster report. But right now, that's going to do it for all the misinformation out of Patriots Football Weekly and another roster
it's
report.
A big never mind.
Back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next Friday for a brand new roster report podcast, and keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest information. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.